continue sharing.
So a special topic for this afternoon is overcoming depression.
So, before I came to be a pastor, I worked as a mental therapist.
在我当传道之前, 我是一个心理, 心理治疗师,
and I specialize in post-traumatic stress disorder, which is PTSD. I don't know. Post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, right? So, yeah. And the other one, I also major in MDD, right? Major Depressive Disorder.
另一个主要的科目是
yeah, major depressive disorder, right? So MDD.
MDD.
Yeah, MDD and PTSD.
Yeah, PTSD.
Yeah. So it's a little bit, yeah. So it's, that's why I was saying is terminology and stuff like that. It's hard to translate. Right? But by far, I'm not an expert on depression.
目前我是憂鬱症的專家.
So I just want to share with you, you know, what is depression?
就是想要跟大家分享什么是憂鬱症.
And how can we have victory over it with our Lord Jesus Christ?
我们要如何靠着耶稣来胜过忧郁症?
Because you can see, actually, if you see the victory over depression,
如果我们看到这个, 胜过忧郁症的图,
can you see the rainbow there?
你可不可以看到彩虹在上面?
Yeah, you can see the rainbow, right? So, not very quickly, but you know, in any depression, actually, there's always rainbow. It is always rainbow.
任何的忧郁症都有关，就是有跟彩虹有关系。So
in other words, if we, you know, when we talk about depression, we talk about this is like diagnosed as major depression. It's not just when you feel, you know, you feel down and out, or you feel sad. This is not depression. It is part of our lives, right? Two different things.
我们在讲说要诊断忧郁症，这是我们生活的一部分.
So I have 29 slides on this on the depression. So hopefully by the time we finish it, you don't become more depressed.
我有29个 PowerPoint, 29个图, 29个 slides.
Because, but tomorrow, from 9 to 12, it's better to talk about depression. Actually, it's better to talk about it. But today, a lot of you guys are tired and stuff too, so we'll try not to spend too much time.
明天早上9点到12点可能是更好的讲解忧郁症的时间,不过今天大家都很累,所以我们就快点。
Okay. Okay, so what is depression? So can anybody say what is depression?
所以什么是忧郁症?
What is the definition of depression?
忧郁症的定义是什么?
Can anybody say what is depression? Yeah, you feel like a cloud is always over your head, right? Always, right? It's what a kind of feeling.
一朵乌云总是在你的头上.
What else? Helpless. You feel very helpless, yes? What else? What else? Sad, yes. Yeah, sad and full of sorrow.
伤心忧伤.
Then right now, we say these three things, like the clouds, always seem like the clouds over your head, you seem, you know, have helplessness, you're always full of sorrow. Do you and I feel like that also?
Sure.
Yes, we also do. We feel like that too. Yes, sometimes. Yeah. That's very important to understand.
Right?
If you truly want to diagnose major depression or depression, every one of us have it.
所以你如果真的要诊断忧郁症的话，其实所有人都有.
But the one that fall under the diagnose, you know, under the, you know, the DSM-5, right, diagnose, then they have to prolong. The symptom must exist for a certain time period. That's the thing.
我们要诊断的话，其实我们要诊断某一些时段发生了什么现象.
So this is depression.
对，这就是忧郁症.
Depression defined according to the American Healthy Dictionary, a psychotic or neurotic condition characterized by an inability to concentrate, insomnia, and feeling extreme sadness, dejection, and helplessness. I'm sorry, this is hard to translate.
Yes.
这个我没办法，没办法翻译。
哎 ，OK。
不过这是网络上可以查到的忧郁症的定义。
Yeah. So I mean, by reading this, right, you can see, right, first you cannot concentrate.
所以第一，我们可能无法专心。
Actually, when a person is depressed, it's very hard for them to focus on a certain things.
当一个人很忧郁的时候，很难在某一件事情上非常专注。
For example, if sometimes you and I are tired, we also cannot focus.
有时候我们很累的时候，也没办法专心。
But it doesn't mean we are depressed.
但这不并不代表我们是忧郁。
But if we constantly cannot focus, I cannot concentrate on anything at all. For example, when our kids are doing something, you cannot focus on them. When someone talking to us, we cannot focus on them. For a long-term period, this is depression.
但是如果你常常无法在专心在某一件事情上，这就是忧郁症。
Of course, insomnia is very prevalent amongst women, right, who has depression. This means they cannot sleep at all, or they cannot sleep.
对某一些女生来说，她们可能无法睡觉。
And feelings of extreme sadness.
感觉到非常的难过。
That means like the whole world is going to end, right? Let's say I can't stand it anymore. I just want to kill myself. This is extreme sadness.
就好像明天就是世界末日，我没办法再继续活下去一样。
Of course, and dejection is you just feel everything cannot comprehend anything. You don't feel relate to anything. You just feel so attached from everything.
或者
detached from everything.
或者感觉到我跟任何事情都是没有关系的。
Of course, hopelessness.
没有希望的。
You have no hope at all.
就完全没有希望。
You just feel your life is over. There's no matter anyone want to try to encourage us. There's no hope.
你的生命中一点光、一点曙光、一点希望都没有。
But if you look at all these symptoms, it's not all the symptoms yet. It's some of it, right? And you can see that actually it's very it's a contradiction of it's the opposite actually of what you would feel like when you're truly in our Lord Jesus Christ.
不过这些就好像是，如果我们真的有在耶稣基督里面的话，这些就像好像我们所有的反面的事情一样。
Those who are filled with God's Spirit, God's Word, you are very focused. Right? You can concentrate, you are very focused.
如果我们有神的灵，我们会很专心。
And you sleep really well. You sleep well.
我们睡得很好。
And then, of course, you feel this extreme joyfulness.
而且我们会感到非常的开心。
Of course, there's always hope. There's always hope.
而且我们当然有，总是会有希望。
You know, and so that's why, you know, for us, this is just the opposite of what we should be feeling.
所以这些事情就是我们在耶稣基督里面应该感到的相反的事情。
Depression is a whole body illness.
忧郁症是整个身体的疾病。
So when you feel depressed, it's not only emotionally that you are drained, but physically you are completely drained too.
所以不止心理上的疲劳，你身体上也会感觉。
So it involves your body, your mood, your thoughts.
所以你的身体、你的心情、你的想法都会影
响。A person who is depressed, the way they walk, you can tell they're depressed.
一个忧郁症的人，你看他走路就可以看出来。
But not always 100%, right? Not always 100%, you can tell they're depressed.
但并不是总是100%。
When a person is depressed, what do you think? How the way they walk?
一个忧郁症的人，你觉得他们怎么走路
？Yes, exactly. Like they slouch over like this, and they don't want to look at anybody, and they just, you know, yeah, they just feel like they're in their own world.
可能就是肩膀垂着，低着头，垂头丧气的走路。
But the opposite, the person who is very joyful, you can see them always like, hey, hi, how are you doing? They're like that, right? Just the opposite.
相反的，开心的人就完全相反的样子。
Okay, your body, your mood, your thoughts, all this, you see? It affects the way you eat and sleep, the way you feel about yourself, and the way you think about things.
这还影响到你吃睡，然后你对自己的感觉。
So when a person is depressed, quite often we come to the appetite eating. What is it? What do you usually do?
你忧郁的时候，你会想要吃什么？
Lost appetite, then also can be the other way too. They can overeat. Yes, they can overeat.
他有可能会少吃，或者有可能会吃过量。
And the same thing with sleeping too.
睡觉也是一样。
Some people depressed, they sleep all day. They don't want to get up and things like that. And some people depressed, they don't want to sleep at all. You stay up all day and all night, like insomnia, right?
有的忧郁症睡想就是一直睡下去，有的忧郁症确实睡不着。
And the way you feel about yourself and the way you think about things, that's also very important.
对自己的想法也非常的重要。
No, of course, when you're depressed, every time you think about yourself, you just think like you're so worthless. You cannot do anything. You're not capable of doing anything. All this negative energy coming comes from you.
当你非常忧郁的时候，你有很多负面的想法，你觉得自己是不值任何，没有任何的价值。
And a person who's depressed, when they look at this picture, they can never see a rainbow.
一个忧郁症的人看着这个图片却看
even
一定都看不到彩虹。
Even you tell them that's a rainbow, they say no. Look at the clouds. How many clouds are there?That's how they see things.
忧郁症人可能就专注在那些云上面，却看不到下面有一道彩虹。
Yes, and then it is not the same as passing blue mood, nor a sign of personal weakness. It's different.
忧郁症并跟有蓝色忧郁的感觉是不一样的。
Yeah, just like blue mood is mean, we're just in a bad mood right now. Today I'm in a bad mood, right?Right, and you feel like, you know, this is my weakness, right? That's why I cannot overcome it, right? Things like that.
所以就感觉自己会有一些缺点。
So, let's... It's not a condition that can be will or wish away without treatment. Symptoms can last for weeks, months, and years.
如果没有任何治疗的话，它可能会持续好几个月，好几年。
Now let's go back here. Any question, any thought about this?
有任何的问题吗?
Now that we know a little bit of the introduction, what is really depressed? Depression, a major depression.
我们介绍了什么是忧郁症,忧郁症会有什么?
There's two diagnoses that pretty much is prevail over all the other disorder. It's adjustment disorder and major depression.Adjustment disorder is like ADHD, like attention deficit hyperactive disorder, things like that, right?
两个主要的诊断结果是说有一个是
So adjustment disorder is mainly for children, right? They're not adults, but children. In other words, instead of saying they are depressed, you say to them they cannot adjust.So that's why they are the way they are. When you're an adult, it's no longer you can say, oh, you cannot adjust, but you're an adult. You're supposed to be able to adjust. And then it becomes depression. You guys understand that? Yeah.
是说孩童无法控制自己的行为，可是成人却是可以。
But adults still have adjustment disorder. Adults still can have diagnosed as adjustment disorder too.
但是成年人也还是有可能会有这种症状。
Okay, any question, any thought about this? Yes, sister.
So is there something that you could, that people hide? I mean, because it sounds like, you know, really hard
忧郁症是可以隐藏的吗？因为有时候教会里面也有可能有些人忧郁症，可是你却看不出来。
I mean, just like anything else, you know, when you are depressed and you're not an expert of seeing the symptom of depression, then sometimes you feel like, oh, you know, it's nothing, it's normal. But if you study depression and things like that, and the way a person talks and the way they, you know, the way they move, the way they walk, then you can tell somewhat actually this person, they must have some kind of, you know, depression.
如果你是一个专家的话，你看他们的行为，有可能看出他们是不是有忧郁症。
So that's why when I first came to Christ, I diagnosed everybody. When I see people, I talk to them. I always give them a diagnose. What's wrong with this person? Wrong with that person? Then I became so tired. Really, but that's what I've been doing for the last 15 years. So before I became a minister.
在我信主之前的15年，我不断的诊断我看到的人，看他们各种行为，所以我感到很疲累。
If someone will have chronic depression, it's very difficult to hide. It's very difficult to hide.
如果有人有很严重的忧郁症，其实很难隐藏的。
Of course, there's different level of depression.
这只是不同的程度。
Some people who are depressed, they're very high function. They're very high function, but they're depressed, but they're very high function.
high function.
Yes, that means they can do things. Even though they're depressed, but they can do things. You know, they can still go to work, they can still talk to you, but they go home. That's it, it's out for them, right? They don't do anything and this and that.
有些人虽然有忧郁症，可是他还是可以做正常的去工作，做任何事情。
Just like any other disorder also.
就像其他任何的 disorder 疾病。
For example, there's plenty of CEOs out there, they have schizophrenia. But they're very high function, very smart, very brilliant schizophrenia. Yeah. So yeah. So.
就像有一些 CEO 有一些类似的疾病，可是他们却还是可以继续的工作。
Yeah, so every disorder, there's always a positive behind that too, right? There's certain things that they can capable of doing, things like that. If they're really good at it, they can cover up everything.
不管是何种疾病，它都有一个正面的，都有正面的功用，你还是可以去做。并不是说什么都不能做。
Okay. Any other question? Any other thoughts? Okay. What about this? Any question? Any thought on this?
还有人对 slide 上有问题吗？
Yes, sister.Happy vitamin.
有些女人就算或者是天生的或者是生完小孩后可能会缺少维他命 B， 那他们有可能会杀了他们自己的孩子。就好像如果没有白饭吃的话，没有全白的米，没有糙米吃的话，我们就是有可能会有感到，就会缺少一些营养。
Of course, there's a lot of things that's different in that contribute to the depression. There's not one isolated situation that makes you depressed.
忧郁症有可能是多方面造成的，不一定只有某一个方面缺乏。
For example, we say, okay, food, right? We don't eat a certain this, we don't eat a certain that, and we become depressed. Then when you go to Africa, they have nothing to eat, but they're always so joyful. They're so happy.
举例来说，如果我们
How do you explain that?
举例来说
Actually, sometimes they don't eat. They haven't even had... Actually, when I went there, I lost 25 pounds. All the stuff that they eat is too natural. I can't gain weight, right? Because it's very... Like the chicken is so skinny, even though it's natural. The chicken has nothing to eat. So when you eat the chicken, you're just eating like their bones almost, right? There's nothing to eat.
举例来说，如果我们缺少某些食物就会忧郁症的话，那如果那些住在非洲的人就几乎没什么东西吃，那他们却很开心。
But for sure, food also can contribute to people's mood. For example, women, when you guys don't eat, you get so grouchy and grumpy.Right? It's really.
不过食物的确是占了一个很重要的角色。
Well, some men are like that too, but women are more so. So eating healthy actually is also very important. It's very important.
吃健康的食物也是很重要的。
Right, for your mind.
对你心理上是很重要的。
But of course, that's why depression been around for hundreds of years. Because if you can be able to pinpoint one thing, to isolate one thing that makes you depressed, then it's easy.
可是为什么忧 为什么忧郁症却存在世界上超过100年？是因为没办法用某一件事情来把它隔离开来说，这样就不会得忧郁症。
For example, they did research.
有人做了研究。
The two people saw exactly the same incident.
有两个人给两个人看同样一件事情。
So one girl, the first girl saw a car ran over a cat.
第一个小女孩看到了。一辆车碾过了一只猫。
And she became traumatized and depressed all her life.
她就觉得很伤心难过。
But this one girl saw exactly the same thing.
另外一个女孩看了一样的事情。
Nothing wrong with her.
她就还是过
一样的生活。Even though she saw the car ran over the cat, but her resiliency, right? That's what they call resiliency, because it's different from different people.
那个女孩就觉得这个。就算一台车碾过一个猫也没什么差别。
So that's why it's so hard to pinpoint what caused depression. What caused depression?
所以我们其实很难指出到底是什么造成了忧郁症。
But all they can say actually is give you a certain symptoms why you're depressed. But later on, of course, we talk about what a certain thing causes us to be depressed.
他们只能指出到底是什么东西有可能造成忧郁症。
See the symptoms of depression. This is what make a depression or something we just, you know, going through for this week, for that week. I have to go through weeks, months, and years, right? Because usually when you have a certain symptoms less than 6 months, then it's hard to diagnose that you have major depression. But it's over 6 months, every day is like that, then you can diagnose. You can diagnose.
有些象征就是持续了。超过几个月或几年 你就可以诊断出来，可是如果是小于六个月其实是很难诊断出来的。
So there's two a serious type of clinical depression.
所以有两种严重的忧郁症。
The one is major depression.
第一种是主要忧郁症。
This one manifests by a combination of symptoms that interfere with the ability to work, sleep, eat, enjoy a pleasurable activities.
就是有一些主要的象征造成你工作、睡觉、吃饭的能力。
So something is major, actually something is big, right? So this means that they have major depression. It's very difficult for them to work. It's very difficult for them to sleep, eat, and enjoy anything that gives pleasure.
主要的忧郁症造成他们可能无法正常的工作或吃饭或玩游戏。
And this disabling episode of depression can occur twice, once, twice, or several times in a lifetime.
这种状况有可能在一生之中发生个几次。
So now with the certain stage of our lives, just like Sister mentioned, sometime after women giving birth,they will fall right into depression.
就像刚刚执事娘说的，如果女生在生完小孩以后，可能会有忧郁症。
And even then, they can still don't understand why do women become like that. Are they lack of vitamin B? Are they lack of vitamin this and that? But they still cannot pinpoint it.
就像这样子，他们还是无法指出到底是什么造成的。有可能是维他命 B， 有可能是其他的东西。
Okay. Then there's a bipolar disorder.
双向的 disorder.
Okay. Formerly called manic depressive illness. It involves cycles of depression and elations or mania. Mood switches can be dramatically and rapid, but normally are gradual. When in a depressed cycle, one can have any or all symptoms of depressive disorder.When in the manic cycle, any of all of the symptoms of mania may be experienced. It affects thinking, judgment, and social behavior in ways that can cause serious problem and embarrassment. It is often a chronic reoccurring condition.
有可能是渐进式的，并不是瞬间造成的忧郁症。
Sometimes your depression becomes so severe, what they call this manic depression or bipolar nowadays, right? Bipolar.
这今天叫做 bipolar.
Yeah, what does bipolar mean? What does bi mean? Two, right? So bipolar, what does polar mean? Huh? Yes, yes. So when you say manic depression or bipolar, it means you go from one extreme to the other. You go one extreme to the other.
所以 bipolar 我们是说从这一个极端的。哦，就是极端的在。
A monster, yeah.
Yeah. 哦，就是极端的变换，有时候从很忧郁到很开心，然后又从很开心到很忧郁。
Yeah. So this means the mood swing is like this, right? All the time. Like you say that, or you can be sitting there, you can be very joyful, then all of a sudden you start to cry. You're like, what happened? They don't know what happened. Then you start to cry, right? Then sometimes you feel very happy, and then you become so violent. Right? You're hitting your kids, you're kicking them, this and that. And all of a sudden you just go, oh, are you okay? And then you become so gentle, right? This is manic depressive.
就好像有时候原本很开心，可是后来突然很生气的打小孩，然后打完小孩就觉得很抱歉，然后安慰小孩子。
For example, if a person has major depression,
如果有一个人有主要的忧郁症的话，
then one day they're very happy.
有一天他们很开心。
Then what is the sign when they become very happy one day?
这代表了什么呢？
What do you guys think?A person who's really depressed, always in a bad mood and stuff all the time, one day, they come to see you and they're very happy.
有一个人总是很忧郁，可是有一天却突然很开心的来见你。这代表了什么？
Actually, in any clinical study, this means they're ready to commit suicide.
医学上证明说他们可能是想要自杀。
If someone who's really depressed and all of a sudden you see them very happy, this means their last impression of them, they want you to feel that they're very joyful, they're very...happy, but they're going to kill themselves.
他们想让你感觉他很开心，可是其实他们想要杀了他们自己。
But manic depressive, they're all over the place. You know, if they one day they're happy, one day they're not happy, actually it's because they have manic depressive, not because they're going to kill themselves.
其实这种却是他们有可能是各种状况变换。
Any question? I'm sorry, it's a little bit difficult to explain.
This is 躁郁症。Okay.
Okay. Okay. Let's go next one. And what we want to have is the victory part. That's what we want to get to. But before you get to the victory part, it's a long process.
我们想要知道是如何胜过这个忧郁症，不过在那之前是一个很长的过程。
And I did that on purpose because it is a long process. If anyone has depression, things like that, it's very difficult to have victory over it.
其实我是故意这样安排的，因为其实忧郁症是很难克服的。
Okay, symptom of depression can be persistent sad, anxious, or empty mood.
忧郁症的现象有可能是伤心，烦躁或者空虚的感觉。
We all feel sadness before. We all feel anxious before. We all have empty mood before.
这些我们可能之前都有过。
And what is the word here? That the persistent. That's what's important. Persistently, you feel like this.
就是持续的感觉到这样。
That's why I mentioned in my sermon last night. If we really have Christ inside our life.
就是我之前的讲到有说，如果真的有基督在我们心
，we should not have major depression.
我们不应该会有忧郁症。
But of course, if we have major depression, we are in Christ. This means there's something wrong with our relationship with God.
如果我们有忧郁症，表示我们跟神的关系有一点问题。
But that is very different than we feel sadness, we feel anxious, we feel empty inside. It's very different than constantly you feel like this for 6 months, 7 months, 8 months. That is very different than just a normal sorrow or sadness.
但是这跟持续的有伤心、难过、烦躁或者空虚是不一样的。
And do everybody understand that?
是，大家都了解吗？
Yeah. Because that is very important, right? Quite often as Christian, if we have this kind of chronic sadness or feel this empty void inside heart, we don't want to live anymore, this hopelessness, this means there's something wrong with our relationship with God.
有时候我们感觉到很空虚，这就表示我们跟神的关系有问题。
So that's why we must think and reflect and see what has happened with our relationship with God.
所以我们就要反思，到底我们跟神的关系是到底是如何。
Okay, any question? Okay, let's go next one. Feelings of hopelessness, pessimism,
guilt, worthlessness, and helplessness.
另一个现象就是感觉到没有希望，然后有罪的，然后没有价值的。
So what does pessimist mean? What does pessimism? What's that mean?
悲观的。
What's that? And then, what is that? Yes, always very negative about everything. Always very negative. You show them a glass of water that's half full, they say it's half empty. Right? This is like an example. Everything in life is like this.
悲观的人看到一瓶半满的水，他会说有半瓶是空的。
Really, if you show them the sky, the first thing they see, they will find the smallest cloud in the sky. That's what they see.
他们看天空只看到最小的那一片云。
If you bring them to the restaurant to eat a really good food, there's one thing they will find that is negative. They will talk about that through the whole time. The 95% of the good food, they will not talk about it. But the 5%, they will talk about that all the time.
就像带他们到最高级的餐厅去，可是有一点小地方他们不满意，他们就会一直在讲那点。
Anybody know a person who is depressed? Anybody know? Anyone of you know anybody?
有人知道任何
朋友 Or talk to a person who is depressed before?
有人知道或者曾经跟忧郁症的人讲
过话吗？ What do you feel like when you talk to a person who is depressed?
那你跟他讲话的感觉是什么呢？
What does it do to your feelings? Not their feelings. What does it do to your feelings when you talk to them?
他们讲话是负面的，没有希望的。可是，那你跟他讲话的时候，你的感觉是什么？
Okay, you worry about them.
我对他们感到担心。
Yeah, it really affects you. It draws every energy from you when you talk to them. So that's why when I used to be a therapist,After I see patients, 6-7 patients a day, I'm done. I'm so exhausted.
跟忧郁症人讲话，他们也会影响到你。就是所以我以前诊断6-7个病人以后，我今天就已经不能再诊断其他人。
Why? Because when you talk to someone who's very hopeless, they are so negative about everything, then really just all your energy, all the hope that you have is gone. All the energy you have is gone. It's just the way it is.
跟他们讲话以后，我好像我们自己的，自己的希望，自己的，体力也都没了。
So that's why every therapist who practice clinical counseling, like one-to-one counseling, group counseling, after 6-7 years, quite often they become administrator. Right? They do things maybe half and half administration and half clinical. So if you don't do that, you can never exist for a long time.
所以大部分诊断这种疾病的这6-7年之后可能都会成为行政人员
and
因为他实在无法一直讲
and as therapists every week we have our own group counseling so all the therapists get together and we talk
所以每一个礼拜我们都要有一些我们诊断师之间都要有一些对话一些讨论
yeah because it's very very stressful
因为这是非常的压力非常的大。
And I thought I would never find anything more stressful than that except being a pastor. Being a pastor also very stressful.
不过变成传道以后，其实压力是更大。
Because being a pastor actually is more the spiritual, right? It's spiritual and it's about life and death, spiritual speaking. So a lot of stress. But thank God, you know, we have God, right, to do counseling with us when we under the kind of situation.
因为成为传道以后，我们注重的是灵性上的。灵性上的问题，所以不过感谢神，我们还是可以克服这些难关。
What about guilt? What's guilt?
感到有罪的是什么呢
？Yeah. Sometimes they just sit there and guilt over this, guilt over that. Like, okay, go and do something, but instead they don't do anything. But you sit there feeling guilty for not doing it, but they don't do anything. Right? That is the dilemma.
感到有罪，就是虽然我们觉得不做这些事情会感到很不，就感到有罪，可是我们最后还是不会去做。
Yeah. For example, a mother, right? The kids want to eat breakfast, there's no milk. So a mother feels so guilty. Oh, I should have gone and get milk and that. But they don't go and get milk. They sit there and feel guilty about not getting milk. And I mean, they do that for days, right? And this is how they feel. Person is depressed.
像有些妈妈没有给小孩子。早餐的时候没有给小孩子喝牛奶，他们觉得有罪啊！我们怎么没有给他喝牛奶？可是 日复一日他还是继续这样做。
And same thing with worthlessness.
一样那个没有价值的感觉是一样。
That means, yeah, they don't feel like they are human being, right?
他们不觉得他们是人，他们觉得他们没有价值。
They feel like even they kill themselves, nobody cares.
他们觉得就算自杀也没有人感到关心。
So that's why a lot of mothers who kill their children, stuff like that, because this is how they feel, all these kind of symptoms.
所以有些妈妈为什么杀了他们小孩，就是因为这个样子。
Of course, helplessness too, right? Helplessness.
无助的。
That means they just feel they cannot do anything to help themselves.
他们觉得做任何事都没办法帮助他们自己。
Because a person, you know, now there's a terminology that business people use, right? You must eat the frog, right? It's not easy to eat the frog.
有一句话说你要吃青蛙。
For frog, you know, when this means a frog is not something you and I like to do, but we must do it. One by one, right? You take, okay, this is one frog, we can eat this frog. The next one, the next frog. But for a person who's depressed, all the frogs are all over them. Right? All the frogs are over them. Then they cannot, we just tell them, no, just eat one frog at a time. Toward the end, all the frogs will be gone. But for them, they don't eat any frog, but mean all the frogs are all over them. And that's why they become so depressed.
这的意思是说我们正常人会一直一直吃然后到最后全部就吃完了，可是他们会看到一次一大群，然后他们不会吃任何一个。
Now, for example, I think quite often you and I are like this too. If we have things that's important to do, just list them, right? Which one you want to do one by one. Don't think about the whole 10. If you think about the whole 10 things that you need to do, you become depressed. Or it's overwhelming, right? This and that. But one by one, before you know, wow, I finished already. Then you become more joyful.
所以有时候我们做事情就是要一件事一件事情做。啊，有忧郁症的人就看到啊，我有十件事情，这样我怎么做都做不完。
And my wife, she really been stressed out, right, because of her work, this and that. So she never finished the task. The task, she never finished doing it. Yeah, my wife, she's really been stressful lately.
传道娘是非常有压力的。
Because she's busy with her work and things like that.
因为她工作上很忙。
I always tell her, you finished the task yet?
Tax.
Yeah.
当他完成报税的工作之后
，and she say no for many months no right？
他好几个月，他说不要报税。
And then that one night, like that's it, honey. I put my foot down. You have to do your tax tonight. That's it.
可是我就说，那你就是要做报税。
And of course, she did it before, but there's certain things she didn't finish it. So when she sat down, she did it.Then it's only 20 minutes, he finished it, and she became so joyful. It's like, oh, I can't believe I finished in 20 minutes.
但当他在20分钟之后做完了以后，他就变得非常的开心。
But all this time, the task always inside your head. Of course, I annoy her too. Keep asking, you finish the task yet? You finish the task? But then it took her only about 20 minutes to finish it. But she didn't realize that it was going to be that easy until she went through it and started doing it.
就是他之前一直不想要做，觉得很困难。可是其实最后只需要20分钟就做得完，他就变得很开心。
So a depressed person is always like this. 24/7, they're always like this.
所以忧郁症的人是一年，每天24小时都是这种感觉。
And they never have the energy to do anything at all.
他们不会有任何精力去做任何事。
Lose of interest, of pleasure, and ordinary activity, including sex.
失去对事情对一些活动的兴趣。
The reason why those who are depressed, they included that, you know, lose of interest or pleasure, because a lot of people always seek for pleasure.
很多人就是想要开心。
Including sexual activity.
就包含性行为。
But a depressed person, they don't care less. They care less about any of these things. They just don't care.
忧郁症的人是说什么事都不。
So now, when they're eating, they cannot be joyful. They cannot taste the food that is good.
他们吃饭的时候不会觉得东西很好吃。
For example, if you take them, you know, somewhere to walk in a park or something, they would not enjoy walking in a park, but rather they are so depressed thinking about something else, right? That's how they are throughout their whole life is like this.
他们去做一些活动的时候，他们却不会去享受它，却一直想其他的事情。
And we know that actually when we go eat in a restaurant, when we go eat someplace, people are always smiling when they're eating, right? Really, a lot of people are happy when they're eating. Very few people are not happy when not eating unless they get really bad food.
我们
But if the food is good, everybody is smiling.
大部分人去吃饭的时候，大家脸上都挂着笑容，开开心心的吃，很少人会不开心，除非是食物太难吃。
But a depressed person, when you look at food, is work. Ah,、oh, do I need to eat it? Why do I have to eat it?
忧郁症的
energy for them to eat it. Right? That's how they think.
忧郁症的人觉得吃东西是一种工作，说为什么我要吃这个？好，这样花了我很多的精力。
Okay, any question at this hour? Any question?
有人有其他问题吗？
Okay, let's go on then.Just want you to know a little bit, you know, over, yes, oh, no. Okay, there's more syndrome depression. Of course, in Psalm, you were talking about earlier, early morning, awakening, or always sleeping.
之前谈到早太早起或睡太久。
So nowadays, sleep pattern is all over the place.
失眠。
Their sleep pattern is all over the place. Sometimes they sleep all day, and sometimes they up all day. Right? They're just all over the place.
有时候他们就睡了一整天。
So if you see any of these symptoms that are your friends that you know and stuff like that, most likely they, you can diagnose a major depression because right now we went through so many symptoms already, right?
所以你如果看到这些现象，你可以知道这个人到底有没有忧郁症。
So they can overeat and they cannot eat at all.
他们可以过食，吃过量或者不完全不吃东西。
So now they lose all their self control. They just lose, you know, they cannot control anything that they do. They just go whatever they feel like.
就是他们无法自我控制。
Now decrease of energy, fatigue, being slowed down.
失去精力或者慢，动作很慢。
So a person who's really depressed and stuff, they're always low in energy, even though they don't do anything. But they're always tired, they're always low in energy.
忧郁症的人，就算他们不做任何事，他们还是没有精力。
Okay. Of course, thought of death or suicide attempts.
就是常常想到死的事情或者自杀。
Now, quite interesting. A lot of people are depressed. Very rare they want to hurt others, right? To hurt others is homicidal.But quite often, there's always be a suicide. This means they want to hurt themselves.
忧郁症的人很少会想说要伤害别人，可是他们却想要伤害自己。
Why do you feel they want to hurt themselves instead of others?
为什么你觉得他们想要
most of the time why
伤害自己胜过伤害他人呢？大部分的时候。
Okay, they don't like themselves. It's true.
他们不喜欢他们自己。
But quite often they just feel like I'm such a burden to that person, right? I'm such a burden to that person. Why do I exist anyway? Why do I have, you know, for them to worry about me? So things like this, very negative feelings, and of course, conclusion, they don't really like themselves at all with anything.
就是他们非常的不喜欢自己，就是。
And when a depressed person says, "I'm going to kill myself," should you believe it or not?
如果一个忧郁症的人说：“我想要自杀，你需要相信吗？”
You take that very seriously.
So
most of the time when we hear clients, sometimes they say they want to kill themselves. They're not going to say, "Oh, I want to kill myself." They will say it in a certain way, but you know they want to kill themselves. Then when they do that, they cannot leave the office. They cannot leave the office.
忧郁症的人如果说他要自杀，你要很严肃的对待，因为有时候如果我们有病人在。里面他会用一种说法，没有不会直接说他要自杀，可是却是看得出他要自杀。这样这个病人我们不可以让他们离开。
So they want to kill themselves, then you must ask them to sign a contract.
因为如果他们自杀，他们想要自杀，你要先叫他签一个协议书。
Example of contract is like my name is Woody Normanti. I will not kill myself. That's a contract.
那协议书上就写着我是 Woody, 我不想要杀我自己。
Then you go through the whole thing like, okay, why should you kill yourself? They say, by then, actually, they all of a sudden they're like, okay, I won't kill myself. They come out of it already, right?
然后我们就开始问说为什么你要自杀，然后讲一些其他事情，他最后说 okay, 那我不会杀，我不会自杀。
But the problem is when they call you and they say they want to kill themselves, that sometimes that's very difficult.
问题的地方是，有时候他们是打电话给你说他们想要自杀，这个就很困难。
So what do you do when if a patient call you and they say, oh, they want to kill themselves? What do you think the best thing to do? Or even sometimes brothers and sisters feel really bad, maybe they want to hurt themselves, right? We do have that before. What should you do?
所以如果有时候有病人或者有兄弟姐妹打电话给你说他想要自杀，那你应该做什么？
What should we do? Okay, keep them talking. Okay.
让他们继续说。
Okay.Yes, actually the best thing to do is 911.
911.
Of course, try to keep them on the phone, but also call 911.
就是又要把他们保持在话筒上，又要打911。
911, especially the firemen, they can get there very quick, right? So they just need someone to talk to. That's what it is.
因为那些消防员可以很快的到他们那到他那里，然后他们只是想要有一些人跟他讲话。
You know, maybe a lot of time you do not know, but almost everywhere you go, there's a lot of people who are very suicidal, very homicidal, because there's not enough hospitals and stuff to admit them in, right? So they're all walking around. So most of my clients who's suicidal, homicidal, they're always on the street.
不管在哪里，总是很多人想要自杀的人走在路上。
And we just hope they don't go around killing people. But if one day they're snapped, this is what happens.
我们就是不想要他去杀害别人。
One time in a clinic, one of the patients, he snapped. He took a knife and chased everybody, killed him inside a clinic. Yeah.
有一次有一个病人就拿着刀去把一个诊所里面的人都杀了。
So that's so quite often when we see clients who are very depressed, very suicidal, homicidal, you always have to leave your door open when you see them in the office. Right? You have to leave. Because actually a lot of therapists get hurt.
So we have to open the office door. Okay. Okay. Okay.
Restlessness.
Irritability.
And that what they really cannot sit still.I always have to move around doing something too. Yeah, they cannot sit around.
坐立不安.
They cannot just sit and enjoy a cup of coffee, for example. They cannot just sit and enjoy, you know, eating dinner with the family. They don't enjoy any kind of this stuff.
他们没办法坐下来享受一杯咖啡或者吃早餐.
Difficulty concentrating, remembering, making decisions. Of course, we say when we get older, we also cannot do a lot of this thing too. When we get older, we cannot concentrate, remember, and make a decision when we get older.
有时候我们自己就是无法做这些决定，无法专心。
But remember, those who are depressed, not only adults, but some young people are so depressed too.
不止成年人，有一些年轻人也是非常的忧郁。
You know, quite often, you know why young people are depressed? Most of the time, their mothers are also depressed.
有时候年轻人忧郁是因为他们的母亲也是忧郁。
And during the pregnancy, if the mother is continually depressed, then the chemical, all these negative chemicals, right, will send to the fetus, and the fetus also born with this kind of depression also.
所以要是那个母亲是忧郁症的时候怀了这些孩子，那些负面的化学反应都会进入在小孩子。
So that's why as Christian, if we are pregnant, the best way to guarantee that kids will not be depressed, you pray a lot and read the Bible a lot. Then the kids come out very differently.
所以我们基督徒如果要保证孩子不会忧郁，那我们要祷告，然后要读经。
Because when we pray, when we read God's word, it's very soothing, it's very calming.And we also will send this kind of energy or chemical to the fetus inside our stomach too.
这样做我们可以让一些正面的化学反应送给我们的肚子里的孩子。
That's why quite often when a person is sick in the hospital and things like that, actually a lot of times they send the chaplain go there and talk to them about God and praise them. Why? Because that will really calm them down, right? And give them hope and things like that. So it's very positive energy.To bring to those to people who you know who are depressed, who are sick, and things like that.
So, 有些人就是会到医院去传道，讲这些事情，让他们有精力。
Yeah. reoccurring aches and pains that don't respond to treatment.
就是有病痛却不想要去医治。
For example, you know, a lot of my patients have this kind of stuff. They're like, oh, my arm is killing me. I think I broke my arm. They went to the doctor 10, 11 times already, but they never find anything. But they always say their arm is killing them, that something is broken. That's what's in their head.
就是这些病人会一直说他们的手臂受伤了，可是他们去医院看了十几次，却查不出任何原因。
Yeah, if you talk to a person who's depressed, they always complain about physical illness. Always, always.
所以你跟忧郁症的人说话，他总是会说他生理上的一些病痛。
Because when a person is depressed, they just feel their body is falling apart.
所以因为一个忧郁症的人，他会觉得他的身体好像要分散掉。
In other words, their mind tricked them for thinking that their body is like that, but in reality, they're not.
他觉得他的身体是那样，其实并不是那样。
So that's why when they go to get testing, they get x-ray, this and that, even though they cannot find anything, and then they just say, oh, the doctor doesn't really don't know what I'm going through, right? And that's what they say, even though the evidence right there.
所以就算他去照 X 光或做其他诊断，可是他却查不出原因来，他就觉得这个医生却无法知道他真正在经历什么。
Let's go to the symptom mania. Another word for mania is what? What's another word for mania? Number two?
Mania 的另一
个。Yes, bipolar, right, bipolar.
Mania 就是 bipolar 的意思。
Excessively high mood.
就是极端的意思。
Very hyper.
常常很兴奋。
This hyper is not that they are full energy. They just, a lot of times they just do things that's like so excessive, right? Doing a certain thing that you don't understand why these people do that. Why do people do this, right? Because for them, that's why they feel they need to be like that.Irritability. They always irritate, right? This means whatever you say to them, they always feel like somebody's always picking on them. Somebody's always trying to do bad things for them. And actually, when they become to the point that it's psychotic, and they can have a hallucination or delusion, it becomes very dangerous.
还有一些现象是他们常常觉得其他人会一直挑他们毛病。
No, we have patients who kill their own mother because they have delusion or hallucination that their mother was a police officer chasing after them, right?
有一些病人杀了他的母亲，他觉得他的母亲是警察一直在追着他们。
Of course, even though that's a little bit border of schizophrenia, but still, a lot of those who have schizophrenia also have depression and mania.
有时候这种极端的人就是会有忧郁症。
Yeah, severe insomnia. Severe, like they cannot sleep at all, right? They cannot sleep.
失眠的人。
Sometimes the real people can go 3-4 days without sleeping.
有些人四五天都不用睡。
And when they sleep, they can sleep for 3-4 days without getting up.
然后他们睡觉可以一次睡四五天。
I mean, most of us, when we cannot sleep for 3 days, we'll be like a zombie, right? We're so exhausted for them because their energy is so high, right? Then of course they just crash and that is it.
对我们来说，我们三天不睡觉，我们感觉像僵尸一样。可是对他们来说，因为他们的太有精力。
And grandiose notion. Grandiose notion. You know what grandiose mean? What's that? Yes, yes, yes. You always think that you're better than everybody. Whatever you do, you always think you're better and this and that. But meanwhile, they don't want to do anything. They just feel that way.
一直觉得自己比别人强。
Let's, we finish the symptom, then we finish for today.
我们今天
increase in talking.
今天把这个现象
so that's why a lot of sisters have more mania than guys. Right? I'm just kidding.
就是一直讲话
No, actually, yeah. Mania will allow a person really to talk a lot. Excessive. Everything is excessive. Everything is excessive.
它会造成人一直想要讲话
Like, you know, when you're a mania, a maniac.Right? Because you're excessive. You're doing things very excessive. Disconnect and racing thoughts. Easily distracted. So when they, for example, their thought is very disconnected. You talk about a football game and they talk about whatever. And a lot of things they talk about maybe it doesn't even exist. but they want to talk about it, right? So when you talk about one thing, the next thing, this and that, right? For you, you cannot really understand what's going through their mind.
他很容易岔开话题, 或者说不着边际的事。
So of course, this is can be brothers, right? Brothers always disconnect with every communication we have, right?
可能我们弟兄常常会有这个现象。
Increase in sexual desire.
增强性欲。
This is a little bit opposite, right? Of those who are major depressed have MDD, right?
这也是跟 major depression.
Why is it mania? Why is it bipolar? Why is it mania? It's extreme. It's extreme. Right? Anything they do is extreme. If they cannot sleep, they cannot do to the extreme. If they cannot sleep, they cannot do to the extreme. That's why it's bipolar, one side to the other.
所以这就是极端的两个现象会不断重演。
A markedly increase in energy. Like you can tell, they're like so energetic, right? You can tell.
可以说他们非常的有精力。
Poor judgment.
无法判断失误。
You know, for example, if you feel like everything in their lives, every decision they make, you just feel like, why would they choose to do this? But that's a positive mania, that's what they do.
So we think, why would they do this? But they just judge they need to do this.
For example, if there's a gas station, if they live next to a gas station,
如果你住在加油站旁边,
and there's another gas station that's like half an hour away, it's 2 cents cheaper.
如果另一家加油站有两
They would drive you to get the 2 cent gas cheaper.
可是却在30分钟以外的地方，他们会过去加那边的油。
Of course, sometimes cheap people would do the same thing too, but on the end, half an hour drive, they don't realize that you drive you half an hour, this means you lose all the gas. But for them, they don't think that, right? They just poor judgment. They feel, oh, the 2 cents is cheaper, that's it. The driving has nothing to do with them.
他们觉得两分钱比较便宜就是一切，所以他们就会开30分钟去那边加油。
And actually, I know a lot of clients like this when I was working. Like they tell me story, they're like, what? It doesn't make sense what they're doing. But of course, to them, it's like so clear. To them, it's the best way to do it.
对他们来说，这是他们最好的做法。
Inappropriate social behavior.
不适当的社交行为。
Of course, when quite often, of course, have to do with social skills, right? So when they have mania, in like a room, if everybody's all quiet and stuff like that, they would do things that like, you know, disrupt the whole group and things like that.
有时候他们会造成一整个 group 的一整个群体的
Like if 2-3 people are talking, then they're not in the loop, they just come, they just start talking to you. They just interrupt and talking, you know? Like that, they want to have the attention, right?
就是他们会突然的插话进来，造成人家无法继续讲话。
Even though a lot of time, all these symptoms is also happen to you and I too, right? But not so excessive. We sometimes do interrupt other people when there people talking, so like, but it's not so excessive like this all the time.
有时候我们也会有这些现象，可是我们并不会一直做。
Okay, any question, you guys? Depression?
有没有任何问题？
Yeah. So quite often, yeah. I mean, the reason I really want to share this with you because hopefully that you can help brother and sister who really have this kind of symptoms or this kind of situation. At least you know a little bit more about it.
有时候我跟你们分享这些是因为我想要让你们知道这些现象，然后有时候一些弟兄姐妹有这些现象的时候，你可以帮助他们。
Because anything that we try to help with our brother and sister, we know a little bit about it, and then we can, you know, talk to them and be able to guide them better.
所以我们只要有一些理解，我们就可以跟他们说话，然后可以引导他们。
I mean, quite often you don't need to say, oh, you are depressed. You don't need to say that.
有时候你不需要说你有忧郁症。
Actually, I counsel many brothers and sisters who are depressed right now, tell them, oh, you are depressed. No. I just know they're depressed, then I use, right? I know the symptom of depression, then I use what to help them out of the depression. And they don't even know they're depressed. Do you understand what I'm saying? So that's what you need to do.
有时候我只是跟他谈论这些现象的发生，然后跟他们说这些现象的解决方法，然后根本不知道他们有忧郁症。
Because when a person is depressed and you tell them they're depressed, they become more depressed.
因为你跟一个忧郁症人说他有忧郁症，他会更加的忧郁。
But at the same time, you also must not lie. You cannot say, oh, you're not depressed. But you don't need to say anything, but be able to help them because you see the sign or the symptom what they're going through.
有时候你不需要说出来, 可是你可以看到他们有这些现象。
So praise and thank God. And we have what we went through 13 slides. We have another what? There's 29 altogether, so you get 13 more. Not is this what? 16 more. 16 more.
所以感谢赞美神，我们讲过了13个 slides.
And tomorrow we have about 2.5 hours.
投影片.
Yeah. And tomorrow I think it's more fun tomorrow. Because now we have the cause of depression, then after we the solution of depression and the victory over depression. That should be more fun.
明天的主题会比较有趣, 因为我们要讨论如何胜过这些.
Let's kneel down and pray together.
那我们现在跪下一起祷告。
Hallelujah, your name is Christ. Oh.